This is normally the time slot for Diamond and Silk. If you're joining us right now at 9:02 p.m. Central Time, we have the very sad news to deliver. It broke just a few minutes ago with a text by Mike Lindell to me at the news desk, confirmed with a tweet put out on their Twitter feed. Diamond of Diamond and Silk has passed away. Again, I know this comes as a complete and total shock to all of us. Come to my screen if you would. Here is the Twitter announcement as well. 39 minutes ago, which is about exactly when we announced it here on the air after Mike Lindell texted me here at the desk in our Mid-South studios. Diamond of Diamond Silk, who normally air in this slot, we have the sad news to report tonight, has passed away. We're asking you to pray for Diamond's family. Most of all, tonight, folks, we're asking you to pray for her sister, Silk. The bond between these two is indescribable. You only have to watch them on television to understand the bond that these two sisters have. I can only imagine what Silk is going through. I just know that Mike is talking to Silk tonight, is having conversations with her, is praying with her, is consoling her. And Mike called, as you saw me live on the air, called to ask me, to ask you, the audience, to pray for Silk. We have no other information, no other details as to the cause of death. We just know that it has been announced 39 minutes ago on Twitter feed of Diamond and Silk that Diamond has passed away. We're going to be joined here in a minute by Pete Centelli. Let me know when we have Pete. Logan produces their show every night. We're going to try to get Logan as well. Logan is not here in the studio tonight. One of the rare nights he took off to get a break. But we're going to try to get Logan on the phone, if nothing else, or I'll just call him on my phone. Get his reaction. Someone that worked with them every night. Producing their show. When Mike and I started Lindell TV, I said, Mike, I'd love to call Diamond and Silk and offer them a show. And he said, do it. And so I got on the phone with Silk, let them know about what we would be launching with Lindell TV, said we would love for you to be our first broadcasters. And so other than Mike and I being the original broadcasters, the first show we added on Lindell TV was Diamond and Silk. They have been here since we launched in April of 2021. They have been here every night pretty much at 9 o'clock Central. And so I am sorry I have, and you can pull that lower third down if you would, please. We have the sad news to announce the passing of Diamond and Silk. Thomas, do you have Logan or do I need to call him? Let me just call him. Let me see if I can get Logan on the air. Let Pete or Thomas, let me know when we have Pete Centelli, please.
Hey.
Okay. Hey, Logan, we're going live on the air. They can hear you.
What do you want me to
say? As we're live here on the air, Logan, I know you've been one of the producers of Diamond and Silk every night. Just take a minute, if you don't mind. Tell the audience, if you would, what you're thinking. And, of course, we're praying for Silk. But as someone that dealt with them every night and was in the trenches with them, I wanted to give you a chance just to honor Diamond tonight if you want to say something.
Yeah, it's just it's really horrible news. Don't really know what to say, but just feel bad for Silk, and everyone should pray for Silk and pray that she can go on and have the strength to keep going. I think Diamond's in a better place, but it's sad that we lost her, but I think she's in a better place, not in this world anymore.
Yeah, that's about as good as you can put it, isn't it? I guess reality is, if she had the chance to come back, she wouldn't want to now, would she, Logan?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so the ones that are left behind to grieve, particularly Silk tonight, are who are praying for her. We don't have to worry about praying for Diamond. She wouldn't come back if she had the chance now, but our hearts are breaking for Silk. Very,
for sure.
Very strong bond between those two. the Bond you saw on TV was the same Bond you saw when the cameras weren't on and you were just preparing to go on or doing show prep, right?
Yes, yes. Always joking around, having fun.
They love each other, don't they?
They do.
All right, Logan.
I can only imagine what Soap's feeling.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, absolutely. And that's why Mike called and asked us to specifically ask the audience to pray for Silk tonight. Please pray for Silk. Yeah. Logan, I know you're more of a behind-the-scenes guy, but you dealt with them more than any of us because you produced their show each and every night for the last 18-plus months. And I wanted to at least, I know, dragged you here to do this, but I wanted you to at least say something to honor Diamond, who I know you had an awful lot of respect for.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Logan.
Thank you.
All right. Joining me now is Pete Santelli. Pete, we received the news 41 minutes ago here, the passing of Diamond Silk. This is their slot. This is where they normally are broadcasting live. Right before Christmas, there was some time taken off, and we were asked on social media to pray for Diamond. She came back onto the airwaves sounding very congested. Don't know if that has anything to do with this or anything. And I'm not going to speculate as to what the cause of death is. We don't know. But we are receiving the sad news tonight that Diamond of Diamond Silk has passed away. As Logan said there, she's in a better place. And, of course, the ones that are left behind, we are the ones left to mourn. But, you know, as the verse in the Bible says, we do not mourn as those who have no hope. You know, Diamond professed a strong faith in the Lord and called her audience to prayer, both Diamond and Silk, every day. But I love that verse. We do not mourn as those who have no hope, right?
No, that's a beautiful verse. You know, Brandon, as you know, I've been a fan of Diamond and Silk for a long time. I really have, genuinely a fan. I loved their spirit. You just knew if you're tuned in on your flat screen that, you know, that was a special combination, those sisters. But as you know, most recently here within the, I would say the past couple of months, you put me in contact with them and I didn't get a chance to tell the story. And, you know, Brandon, we do have to speak when we lose such beautiful souls like that from planet Earth. And when I made contact with them, when you connected me to them and I had them on my show, the conversation I had with them was so awesome. I mean, we have conversations with a lot of people and I have to single them out. Beautiful, beautiful souls. And you know what they did? Both of them. I was calling them and I was, you know, honoring them. And I was thanking them for the work that they do. And they spun that around and they said, Pete Santelli, you know, not only, you know, do we watch you as well? They mentioned something that their father actually watches the Pete Santilli show and watches Frank's speech. And it turned around and made it about me. And I said, oh, my goodness, I'm going to be so honored to have you on. And now I think that that those girls, those beautiful souls, you know, their dad, can you imagine? Everybody needs to pray for the entire family. They need to pray for the entire family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their dad, you know, and I say regret in that I wanted to have them on more. I wanted to speak with them more. And as soon as I just found out, you know, moments ago, I texted you as well. And it just, I of course, we feel sadness. I don't like that feeling of regret. And I say this outwardly and openly to everybody, you know, reach out to all those beautiful souls that you surround yourself with, you know, those beautiful godly women, right? They really, really, really have had an impact on our country. Imagine the impact that she's had on our country. And I mean, it's a tremendous loss to our country. I'm not just overblowing that. They have had a significant impact for the better of our country. So I certainly mourn along with everybody else that got to know them a little bit. And, you know, I encourage each of you, make sure to make a list of those people that you need to get in contact with, because at any given moment, the Lord can call them up there and that's it. And we're left here She's gone on to a better place, hasn't she?
And if you guys would like to make comments under the player here, you can make comments. The comments are flooding in. I'm sure many of their family members, Silk, at a later time, would love to see these comments. If you'd like to comment, I can read some of them. But there are an awful lot of comments tonight coming in.
Oh, my goodness.
People commenting on the life of Diamond and the partnership of Diamond and Silk. So the comments are just coming in. My phone is blowing up with many Lindell TV contributors who were regular guests. Karen Kingston just texted me. They got to know Karen through watching my show. They were very common. It was very common for them to, from what we gathered, listening to them, to watch the show while they were getting ready to go on and gleaning, you know, what we were talking about. And they'd come on to the show and talk about it. And then they would get to know some of our guests, like Karen. And then Karen began to go on their show. And so it's kind of a tight-knit family within the Lindell TV family. We share guests. We introduce each other to other guests. The host will say, you should have so-and-so on, you know, Diamond Silk, you guys would love Karen. Or they'd call me and say, hey, do you have this person's number? So kind of a close-knit family among the Lindell TV folks. So my phone right now is, of course, blowing up with people that are connected to Lindell TV. Karen Kingston right now is one of them. I'm going to grab Karen in just a minute. But first, joining me on the phone right now is, just stand by, Pete. Joining me on the phone right now is Dr. Artis. Dr. Artis, you were, I don't know, maybe one of the most frequent guests they had on. Dr. Artis, your response tonight to the sad news of the passing of Diamond?
Yeah, this is incredibly devastating news. And I absolutely want to send all of my love, affection, and prayers to Silk and the rest of her family. Diamond and Silk have been a dynamic duo that have helped me be able to articulate to audiences how I would suggest and promote ways to actually put faith and hope in natural healing. And I cannot have more love and admiration for them for being bold enough to provide that kind of platform. And to watch the two of them dynamically articulate before their audiences that they absolutely loved, it was always the greatest of pleasures for me. And I know their audiences love them. All of my friends love them, love watching them. And I just cannot express how shocking, sad, and devastated we all are as a, like you just mentioned, as a media family, which it really does feel like. It has been a great honor to get to know so many individuals here who have these platforms. And Mike Lindell and Lindell TV have been a great opportunity there. But I cannot be more sad, more devastated for Silk and for her family. And God bless and always watch over Diamond's soul and her spirit. They are a unique, dynamic, beautiful, beautiful couple of individuals. So I cannot say it enough. I absolutely love and admire them for their stance, their devotion to each other, their family, their values. And that's exactly what I want to be able to share here. And I really don't know anything more about the situation, but I will be reaching out to Silk and letting her know any way possible I can support and give love and admiration to her and her family and support, and I will do it.
Thank you, Dr. Artis. I know you were a regular guest, and they really enjoyed interviewing you. You could tell they learned so much and were so verbal about what they were learning from you. And they just kept having you back, and there was a lot of mutual admiration between the three of you. So, again, I know this hits you hard tonight as well. Thank you for taking time out of your meeting with other doctors there tonight to come on here in the slot of Diamond and Silk to honor the memory of Diamond and to call for our audience and their friends here, listening friends, viewing friends, to pray for Silk tonight. So thank you, Dr. Artis.
You're very welcome. Let me just say, I want to say I love Diamond and Silk, and to all of your audiences, I love you too. And Silk, all my prayers and love to you. And let me know how we can be there for you.
Thank you, Dr. Artis. Dr. Brian Artis checking in. Joining me again is Pete Santelli. He has the morning show here on Lindell TV. Pete, more thoughts as you were just listening to Dr. Artis before we go to Karen Kingston?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, me included, they literally achieved through their authenticity. They grew an audience. People loved them, and myself
hold
went.
One second.
You know, when I contacted your man, and I wanted to reach out to them, I wanted to bring them on the show, and like I said, they were so warm. And I'm saying this to everybody. I'm telling you right now. You would normally think that two, you know, lovely ladies like that that had achieved that level of success in reaching so many Americans with their message, with their authenticity, that. You know, that you don't think that they're going to be that warm and that down to earth and that genuine. And I'm telling you, the world needs to know this, that we must pray for this family, that obviously these two lovely ladies were raised the right way. They've made a very positive impact on our world. We here at Lindell TV, there's no doubt about it. I'm stunned by this. You know, and we are family. I mean, can you imagine? We take each other for granted with all the hard work that we're doing, and we all are in parallel. And sometimes I'll sit there, I'll watch them be like, I will be like, wow, they are so starved and thirsty for information. They love bringing that to their viewing audience. And that's what I really loved about them. They were just so genuinely thirsty for the truth and delivering it to their audience and truly dedicated to that. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we must say a prayer for their family. I say a prayer for, you know, for our Lindell TV family, because I know everybody's feeling stunned by this. And we need to, you know, we need to reach out to each other. We're all doing the same work in parallel. And, you know, when we lose someone like this unexpectedly, we need to recognize that you can't let a moment pass, because at any given second, you know, the Lord's going to take any one of us, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I hope I've conveyed that to our listening audience. They were so sweet off the air. It was amazing to me. It was amazing. I was stunned by it.
They were huggers. They're huggers. They're huggers. We were at the Frank Speech Rally in New Richmond, Wisconsin. And a year ago this June, been June of 2021, at 2 months after we'd launched and the network, and I walked up into the motor coach they were sitting on, just having gotten there. It was a hot day, and the air conditioning was on in the motor coach, and they were just got their makeup and everything done and ready to come out and give their keynote address. And but when I came up in the motor coach, they were sure to stand up and give me hugs, and that's the way they always were. Very, very loving people, very passionate, yeah. Very forthright, very blunt at times, but you know and knew they loved people. They loved this country, and when we say love this country, they love their fellow Americans, and very affectionate, warm, loving, complimentary, kind, quick to send me a text of encouragement, just sweet Southern ladies.
Imagine the impact when I say they had an impact on our country. Remember that photo. I don't know if we can pull it up. I don't have it in front of me. When they were with President Trump, they laid hands on him and they prayed with him. Mm-hmm. Remember that epic moment?
Yep.
I'll never, ever forget that. I have that picture in my mind, that the president, the 45th president of the United States, was with Diamond and Silk. They were praying together. And our nation certainly wasn't harmed by that, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Look at my screenshot here, folks. This is what's happening right now under the player for Diamond and Silk. Just every time I go to refresh the page, there's another 6 new comments there that I have not even opened up yet, because I wanted to show you that that's what's happening. But there are just comments after comments. I'm just so heartbroken for Diamond's passing. Love those ladies. We'll definitely keep Silk and her family in my prayers. Just wow. This is the common theme tonight. Everybody's in absolute shock. When I got the text tonight from Mike Lindell, you guys noticed how I responded live on the air. I didn't say what it was because I couldn't believe it. I wanted to confirm it because you just can't believe something like this could be true. So we're all experiencing that same emotion now, which is utter shock. It hasn't really even sunk in yet. for us nor the listener. But you can see these comments are coming in one after the other here in the time slot, 9:22 Central, the time slot of Diamond and Silk. Their viewers, their listening friends, their viewing friends. And I don't call them fans, although I know many of you are. I call you viewing and listening friends because I know that's how Diamond and Silk view you as friends. Many of you do have the distinct memory of having met them in person. Many, many, many of you had the chance to meet them as they traveled around the country. And so many of you have indeed met them in person. And you consider them a friend, and they you. Let's go to Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston joins us now. Karen, when did you find out this tragic news? How did you find out? You are also becoming a regular guest of Diamond and Silk, but first tonight, when did you find out? How did you find out this tragic news? Well, let me put you on speaker. There you go. Now go.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Hi, Brandon. Thank you for having me on. And I just, I'm so sorry for, you know, for Silk's loss, for our loss, for America's loss. Diamond and Silk, and I mean, and Silk, you know, I pray for her strength, you know, through this time. They're like you just said, they're America's people. They love people. They love America. They are who Americans are and represent and embody. And we actually, you know, people don't know this, but as you know, like when I go on someone's show, I went on a couple times, I become friends with them, and I talk to Diamond and Silk offline. We had a couple conversations, and they're just genuinely very kind people. So my heart just breaks. And the way I found out is actually from my mom had called me. So my mom watches their show every night. And I do watch their show regularly too, but not every night. My mom watches their show every night. And she called me. She was hysterical. She was absolutely upset. And I was shocked. You know, Diamond is just, you know, right around my age. And this is not, this is something that was not to be expected. I mean, I hate to be the person that says this, but this is suspect. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. And when I talked to Diamond and Silk offline, these were women who represented America, and they were on the cutting edge of finding out what is going wrong with our country.
Well, you know, again, what can one say at a time like this when you're on live TV and you get this news? But I think what you're saying is what Dr. Artis, what Pete Santelli, you're coming at it from the same position we all are, which is having gotten to know each other and become friends through this broadcast outlet. And so it's this network has built a little family here, and we all check on each other and we follow up with each other. And this, they would follow up and check up on us when things are going on. So this is hitting a lot of us, all of us, hard tonight. But of course, I think you, Pete, Dr. Artis, others, it's particularly difficult because these were people who we worked with professionally, but also at on a friendship level.
Exactly. I mean, I'm in shock. I'm just in shock. We texted, you know, with each other before Christmas and then afterwards for a Happy New Year. And so it's just very, it's very shocking. And it's also, we are this media family, but we also are a media family. And so it's just, you know, it's just shocking. It's just very, very shocking. And I, you know, it's a shocking news as if not more so than some of the other unexpected losses that we've been experiencing, and so again, I'm like many of the viewers. I'm confused. I'm perplexed. My heart's broken. I'm suspicious. I'm all of those things. This is not. this was not to, this is obviously not to be expected. And I pray for that we have wisdom and truth come through on what's happening. I also pray for courage and comfort to all those that are mourning, especially to Silk. And I'm just shocked. I'm just very, very shocked.
Indeed.
And like I said, my heart goes out to everyone. And I do hope that Silk continues to carry the sword, carry the shield, and move forward. I think that's and share the truth, share what's going on with this country. And I pray that she just has comfort in her heart. And as Logan was saying, and as we're all saying, we know obviously, Diamond is in heaven. She's in a wonderful place right now. And we need to move. It just makes me want to. It makes me want to be closer to the Lindell family and to Silk, right? To move forward with what all of our mission has been, to share the truth with America and to help save this country.
Amen.
So,
Karen Kingston, thank you, Karen. Karen Kingston checking in tonight, along with the texts are coming in tonight from many of our broadcast partners in absolute and utter shock at the news tonight. That was announced on Twitter 1 hour ago, about right now. We received news here from Mike Lindell on my phone by text, and then we were told it had been put out on Twitter as well about 1 hour ago, right now, the passing of Diamond Silk, whose time slot we're in right now. Normally their show is here live from 9 to 10 p.m. Central. We're taking the opportunity tonight to not only inform you of this very sad news, but to honor the life and the work of Diamond, as well as to ask you to please, please pray for her sister, Silk. Mike Lindell called as I was entering the final moments of my broadcast last hour to ask me, to ask you to please spend a lot of time praying for Silk, that she will find some peace in her heart. That, as you can imagine, this is completely unexpected, very tragic, very sudden, and extremely devastating. And that right now, the best thing we can do is pray for Silk. And that was what Mike was asking the audience to do. Please pray for Silk. Joining me again is Pete Santelli, a broadcaster every morning on Lindell TV. Pete, any thoughts while you've been off the air here?
And we're on the Diamond and Silk show.
Yeah, right now.
So in honor of Diamond, a couple of quick things. I want to especially ask everyone to pray, because our extended family is the family members of our beautiful host like Diamond. And Pastor Freeman, I won't put his last name out there. Pastor Freeman and Pastor Betty, Diamond and Silk's mom and dad. Sir, your family has had an impact on me, because just knowing that you had been tuning in here on Lindell TV, I was told that, and we had a great conversation about that. He's a pastor, so I always kept on my best behavior. So our family on Lindell TV and the impact that we've had on our listening audience, trying to do great things. I'm also going to say, in honor of Diamond and Silk, they would want us here on the Diamond and Silk show to be speaking of the truth. And Karen Kingston said, I'll be the first to say it. They would want their listening audience to know the following statistic I just recently learned. I had a discussion with a researcher, and I said the two leading causes of death worldwide is, cardiovascular disease and cancer. And he said, no, the leading cause of disease right now worldwide is unknown. And certainly we have to, because they were truth seekers and truth tellers. So also in honor of Diamond and Silk, and Diamond, she of course would want her listening audience to know that statistic. Could you imagine, Brandon, I'm sure you've gotten the telephone call. How do I get in touch with How many times have we gotten that call? I want to speak to Dr. Artis. Weren't they genuinely, they wanted to learn from the guests that they could bring on and share them with their listening audience. They were truly, truly truth tellers, truth seekers, and they sold authenticity like not very many content, you know, producers typically do. Yeah. How many calls did you get from them? I need to get in touch with Dr. Artis or whoever, right?
Right. Look at this. Look at this, Pete. Look at this screenshot. 1 hour ago, 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, put on Truth Social, really bad news for Republicans and, frankly, all Americans. Mm-hmm. Our beautiful diamond of Diamond and Silk has just passed away at her home in the state she loves so much, North Carolina. Silk was with her all the way at her passing. There was no better team anywhere or at any time. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. Probably her big and precious heart just plain gave out. Rest in peace, our magnificent Diamond. You will be greatly missed. Pete?
Oh, absolutely. And we can say unequivocally, and there's pictures and photos with the 45th president of the United States praying with Diamond and Silk. And we know that Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, has been impacted by these women. You know, remember back in the day when we used to honor entertainers, and they were entertainers. I mean, I'm thinking about all the stuff that they've made me laugh about. They would make me laugh, both of them. And she just absolutely amazing. But remember back in the day when Bob Hope would entertain the USO and the, you know, back in the day, black and the white, right? This is the modern day equivalent of that time where you had entertainment, you had truly genuine people, and they were naturally like a magnetic force that everybody gravitated to. I mean, who could tune out Diamond and Silk? Has anybody ever tuned out Diamond and Silk? But they're that caliber in their own unique way. Shoot, you know. I say their own unique way. They may not have been, you know, Bob Hope or whatever over, you know, many, many decades. But I'll tell you, in a short period of time, they certainly had, as entertainers, as truth tellers, they've had a huge impact on our country. Nobody can dispute that. They've had a huge impact. And I want to continue to honor Diamond and support Silk and support their family. In her memory.
Absolutely. And I just asked our team, you know, because their show is normally 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time. So this is their time slot, Diamond and Silk, right now on Lindell TV. I asked the team, was there a best of plan for tonight? Was their show planned? I was just told by text from the control room that they were planning to be on the air tonight and that we found out about 4 o'clock tonight that they needed to run a best of. So we had no notice of anything like this. Again, I'm being told by the guys in the control room that the plan was that up until 4 o'clock, they were thought to be coming on here tonight. At about 4 o'clock central, we got word they would need to run a best of. And now a little over an hour ago, we got the news that Diamond passed. Pete, stand by. We're joined right now on the phone by General Michael Flynn calling in. General Flynn, you're on Lindell TV. How were you made aware of this? How long ago did you become aware of this? And what are your thoughts tonight on the tragic news of the passing of Diamond?
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, just, you know, both of them are just beautiful, wonderful women. I mean, they're super, you know, super nice, unbelievably talented. They brought so much love and just life and fun. For, you know, in not everything that they did, and I found out about it was really through my sister informing me, who's a big fan, and she got a hold of us, my wife and I, just probably in the last hour, and I was just actually going through my photos. You know, I have a bunch of photos of the three of us together. I first met Diamond and Silk at the convention is when I was looking at, just literally in the last 30 minutes, at the convention of 2016, the Republican convention, and then I met him. And then we met at different times at various events during the 2016 campaign. And then we met again later on as the years went on. And then it's funny because one of the things that happened to them is as we're going through all this censorship, I reconnected with them because they had been censored. I think it was from YouTube and Twitter early on, and that's when I think they started in with Lindell TV and Frank Speech, as Frank Speech was coming on in its own, and so I did an interview or two. I might have done a couple of interviews with them, but I'm sort of speechless, and I've been through a lot of things, and I just they're just unbelievable. It's emotional because they were always, and Diamond is, they're just so smart and so brilliant and so just filled with life, and filled with love. And I just think that, we're going to miss them. I'm going to miss her. I don't know what Silk will decide to do. I know that there's I don't have it off the top of my head, but I know that the family put out a message tonight. And I just saw it in like the last maybe 30 minutes about, if people want to send any kind of condolences or gifts or anything like that. And so I just, and I can push that to you if you don't have
it. And
here it
is. Yeah, here it is off their Twitter feed, which is at Diamond and Silk, if you guys want to show that. At Diamond and Silk is their Twitter handle. The announcement, the world just lost a true angel and warrior, patriot for freedom, love, and humanity. Please respect the privacy of Diamond's family. Memorial ceremony to be announced. Contributions toward preserving Diamond's legacy are only being accepted at the following link, which is at GiveSinGo. So it says click here to give now to Diamond Lynette Hardaway Memorial by Diamond. So again, there is a fund that has been set up at GiveSinGo. I just clicked on it, and the number there is the actual URL is givesendgo.com/ Diamond and Silk. givesendgo.com/ Diamond and Silk. That's what you probably saw tonight, right, General Flynn?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. And again, in a moment like this, it's just so hard, and especially because it's so sudden. I don't think that anybody, thought that, was thinking this at all. Or I hadn't heard anything, was a matter or anything like that. I hadn't heard it. She'd been sick or ill. And they're, like I say, they have always brought such life to everything that they do, and just an incredible talent. But I just find it that we're gonna, it's a void. Diamond is not somebody to be replaced. It's going to be a hole that we'll always have, in our lives, and we'll miss her. And I know her family. I mean, especially her family, So it's one of these moments where I think we just have to respect, what's going on in their lives and the family's lives, and those who are left behind, and to consider the full the full life that she gave to this earth, and I just know that she's just in a better place. That's what I believe, and I know that my family and I, especially all my brothers and sisters, we've been big fans for a long time, I just know that we'll be offering a lot of prayers and a lot of we'll talk about them and laugh about some of the things that they were able to do and how they changed, how they really changed the dynamic of really media because of just the way that they operated. I mean, Diamond and Silk are just something that combination is just such an incredible creation from the two of them. And I know that she's just thinking about, just Silk now, that I just feel for her, and because it's a void. I mean, I've lost a sister in my life, and And I just know it's a void. I know it's a void that you cannot easily overcome. So I just want to offer my condolences to the Silk, especially, and their whole family. And I just want to say, just rest in peace, Diamond. We love you. And we'll continue to pray for you, and we miss you.
Thank you, General Flynn, for checking in. I know it's going on 10:45 in your time zone, so thank you for checking in with us tonight, General Flynn.
Absolutely, Brandon, and thanks for continuing on with this particular hour. And I think that we have to, this is a great opportunity to provide, just some thoughts and some memories. So, God bless, and to everybody that's listening, I just say some prayers and never take a day in our lives for granted. Live every single day like this is how life is supposed to be lived, and that's what the great example of what Diamond offered to us. So that's what I'll remember the most.
Thank you, General Flynn.
All right. God bless, Brendan. Thank you.
General Flynn checking in, offering condolences and honoring the life of Diamond, who again tonight we received the very sad, shocking news, the passing of Diamond, of the sister team, Diamond and Silk. We received the news here while we were on the air tonight with a text by Mike Lindell. Those who were watching my show saw that I said, I don't want to report that. I got to verify this. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I didn't want it to be, something that someone had put out online to be cruel. But yet, moments later, it was confirmed. And Mike said, yes, let's announce it. We moved right from my normal slot, which ends at 9:00, which then makes way for Diamond and Silk. And we just continued, went to a break, came in, because we wanted to let the audience of Diamond and Silk know, those who were tuning in at 9, expecting to see Diamond and Silk, to know the very sad and shocking and tragic news tonight, the passing of Diamond. And then Mike called and talked to me while I was live on the air at the end of my show, to ask the audience to please pray for Silk. And Mike has been on the phone with her several times tonight, continues to be on the phone with her, praying with her, consoling her, and that, again, this is absolutely shocking news. It does not sound like this was something that was expected at all. We're getting actually more detail from the social media account of the president, where he states, if I can find it here again, where he states that she was at home. And again, that's there it is. There's the Truth Social message from President Trump, that she passed away at her home. That is new to us. That's new information to us. Pete Santelli, morning broadcaster here on Lindell TV, part of our Lindell TV family, as Diamond and Silk are. Pete, that's new information coming from the president, but any thoughts while you're listening to General Flynn tonight, Pete?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I listened to every word, and I was reflecting. And then you put up on the screen, as he was describing, I mean, they were beautiful women. They were great entertainers. They've impacted all of us. You could call anybody. And I'll tell you what, any American that would ever look at that picture, and not have sadness in your heart that a beautiful soul like that, beautiful woman, would pass away so young. And again, I want you to think about this. We've got, let's say, an older demographic. Yeah. Imagine the sadness that I feel in my heart at the thought, Pastor Freeman and his wife, her mom and dad. Can you imagine having that in your life, to where your loved ones, your children passed before you did?
Well, I think actually her mom passed away last year, if I remember correctly.
Did she?
I believe her mother passed away last year. I'll have to double check, but I believe her.
I
think both the parents have passed away now.
No, Freeman?
I need to double check, but I think it was their mother. One of the parents passed away last year. At least that's what we're being told by the regular viewers on our own website.
Really? And I'm terribly sorry that I didn't know that. And that's another example. Again, back to the regret. I wanted to stay in closer contact with them. You let so much time pass, of course. you know, to bring them back on and to reconnect with them. And I felt that. So I'll tell you, don't allow too much time to pass. General Flynn said, you can't take time for granted, of course, and take, you know, our beloved, you know, fellow media personalities and people that we've connected to. You can't take them for granted. You got to reach out to them.
No, you cannot. And of course, again, the thoughts under the player here, under the main player, if you want to show that, guys, at frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, the main player there. You just see another comment's already popped up. Yeah, mother passed away last year. That's according. I've gotten that from several viewers. I'm not sure if their father is still alive or not. I'll have to double check that. Maybe the audience can let us know. But the comments here are just continuing to come in. I had not refreshed the page for several minutes, and there are already 57 comments in just a few moments that had been added to the player, beneath the player. Lots and lots of people commenting, thankful for the life of Diamond, very concerned about Silk, praying for Silk. The common theme is they're shaken, they're shocked, they're stunned, they're saddened. These are the common words coming from their listening and viewing friends tonight as we are in the time slot of Diamond and Silk here on Lindell TV. This is their normal time slot, 9 p.m. Central Time to 10 p.m. Central Time. This hour is their hour. We did not want to just go to a best of. We believed we owed it to the audience as well as to the memory of Diamond. Come back to me if you want, Thomas, and to the memory of Diamond to go on to this hour, inform their listening and viewing friends, and to basically have a live memorial service in one sense. I know there is going to be a memorial service that will be announced according to the statement put out on Twitter, the Diamond and Silk Twitter page. But in one regard, we're having a little bit of that starting now tonight, hearing from Dr. Brian Artis, General Michael Flynn, Pete Centelli, Karen Kingston, myself, Logan, who produced their show for the last year and a half. They were the first show that we added after we started Lindell TV. It was Mike and I, and then we added Diamond and Silk. So they've been a part of our Lindell TV family and here working very hard to bring you an hour show each night. And of course, you never really know what to say when something like this happens, particularly when you're on live television. But that's where you speak the truth. And you just say what you know. And that is we're all shocked. We don't have any details other than what's coming in. President Trump has given us more details with his statement that if it is true, if it's a true statement, having no reason to believe it's not, that she passed away in her home tonight. We were thinking that they would be on the air tonight. The control room tells me they received notice around 4 o'clock Central. They would run a best of tonight. So everything seemed to be that they were going to be on the air tonight. I'm trying to confirm some more of that now with Logan, who's not in our control room, but who joined us by phone a while ago. Pete, why don't you do that while I make another... in fact, I'm getting word from Silk. Silk is texting me right now, and Dad is still living. Mother passed away June 28th, 2021. So again, we want to set the record straight. Their mother passed away June 28th, 2021. Father is still alive. Just got that from Silk. So Silk, all we can say is we are praying for you. We grieve in your loss. We grieve for you. You know, Diamond would not want to come back. I don't think she had the choice. Heaven is a glorious place. But I know that the grief is overwhelming. And now, we rejoice in the life of Diamond. Mm-hmm. We rejoice in her faith. But I think most of our hearts right now are grieving for you, Silk. Our hearts are grieving for you because we know how much you are hurting right now, and that hurts our listening audience and our friends, and that's the common theme. So Silk's texting us right now, and so I just take this opportunity to tell you, Silk, that our audience is turning their prayers your direction because our hearts are breaking because we know how much your grief is right now. Pete?
You know, not to make light of it, I think that she'd be okay, and if Silk is listening, of course, my genuine And oh my goodness, when I heard that her dad had passed away, that gave me a sense of regret.
Dad is still living. Mother passed away June 28, 2021, but father's still living. So we send our prayers and condolences to her father, their father as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Sir, you have raised a beautiful family. You have had an impact on my life through that conversation I had with them, sir. And you're a proud American. You love President Trump and you love your girls and you raised them well. And therefore, you know, I'm gonna say this. It's just the best way to describe it. I could be diagnosed right now through this thing because, you know, Brandon, when you called me, I was literally saying to Deb, my co-host and my lovely bride, I said, no. And you called and I was stunned. I was so stunned. You called and I came down and I came to come on air. I'm calling what I'm feeling here. You know, we can diagnose it as diamond carditis. Right now I have a broken heart.
Wow. Look at this. While ago when I looked at the gifts and go, it had zero. I don't know if you saw that, Pete. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah. What is that? I can't see it.
And now it's 12,909. So again, I don't know if it took a minute to update or what, but a while ago it was at zero. So I mentioned this again because this is where a memorial has been set up, mm-hmm. coming off of Diamond and Silk's Twitter page, which is at Diamond and Silk.
Yeah.
This is the only Diamond legacy being set up, folks. This is the only diamond legacy being set up according to their Twitter feed. So click on that. It'll bring you to that page, which says zero there, but I refreshed it and it gave us a different number. So let me go back to that number there. There we go. So if you want to make a contribution, you can go to givesendgo.com/diamondandsilk. givesendgo.com/diamondandsilk. And again, we'll keep you posted, but we're asking our audience to please pray for the entire family, for Diamond and Silk's father, for obviously for Silk. This all comes at a big shock to everyone. I want to read again the statement put out by the 45th President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad news for Republicans, frankly, all Americans. Our beautiful Diamond of Diamond and Silk has just passed away at her home in the state she loves so much, North Carolina. Silk was with her all the way at her passing. There was no better team anywhere or at any time. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. So there we go. We're getting more news there, which is consistent with everything we knew from the control room and what we were preparing for their show tonight. Diamond's death was totally unexpected. Probably her big and precious heart just plain gave out. Rest in peace, our magnificent Diamond. You will be greatly missed. 45th President of the United States honoring Diamond and Silk tonight. Pete?
Our country is, no doubt about it. Is it cheesy to consider, Brandon? I think you can agree with me. You remember back in the day, the entertainer, the ones that had the authenticity. For over multiple decades in the background of our life, not just the background, the foreground of our life in our living rooms, it's that caliber. It's not even a caliber of stardom. It's something that was a magnetism. And I'm sure it's not disrespectful, Silk. You know, I'm diagnosing myself right now with diamond carditis, a broken heart, and my heart breaks. You know, and in sadness for you, your family. And I, of course, when I said, you know, the leading cause of, you know, people passing away is unknown. And that's what it is. And with all due respect to the family, I will certainly refrain from conspiracy theorizing. But guess what, Brandon? Somebody that passes and leaves this earth that young is even sadder. It is sadder. It shouldn't be that way. That's not what we expect as far as life expectancy. So yeah, unknown, shocking, and to me, heartbreaking. It really, really is. It's just settling into me now because I was stunned, and then you called me, and I came down. And I'm so honored to be here. And Pastor Freeman, our love to you and your family, and I honor you as well, sir, for raising such a beautiful, beautiful girl, beautiful sisters. Absolutely. An example for all the world.
Let's show the screenshot again one more time as we get ready to sign off tonight. This is what was posted about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes ago now, about an hour and a half. This was on their Diamond and Silk Twitter feed. The world just lost a true angel and warrior patriot for freedom, love, and humanity. Please respect the privacy of Diamond's family. Memorial ceremony to be announced. We were planning on having a live show with them tonight. I just got from Logan. I just talked to Logan while Pete was talking. It was about 3:26 that he was notified by Silk that they were going to run a best of tonight. So again, nothing was, you know, thought to be of this nature this afternoon. But we unfortunately got the tragic news while we were on the air in the about 8:30 time slot, 8:30 Central. Mike notified us of this tragic news. It's about the same time it came out on Twitter. And then we have now the statement also being followed up by the 45th president of the United States. He's giving us more information that Silk passed away at home. Diamond passed away at home. Silk was with her all the way at her passing. And so that's all the news we have tonight. But we are asking you to please pray for Silk. Pray for Diamond and Silk's father. Their mother passed away last year. Pray for Diamond and Silk's father. Pray for the whole family, the extended family. Again, special prayers for Silk. Her and her sister, close beyond imagination, folks, how tight this team of Diamond and Silk is. And so we're grieving tonight, not only for the loss of Diamond, but we're grieving for Silk. Because we know how much she is hurting tonight. So please spread the word, start your prayer chains, alert your family and friends, ask them all, please, to pray for Silk and a special peace that what the Bible says can come to those, a peace that surpasses all understanding will guard her heart and her mind. So pray a special prayer over the coming days for the entire family, but especially for our dear friend Silk. Diamond and Silk, part of our broadcast team here at Lindell TV. They were the first show, as I said, we added on Lindell TV when we launched in April of 2021. After Mike and I show, the next show we added was Diamond and Silk. And so, again, they've been a part of our broadcast team. They appeared at our Frank Speech Rally in June of 2021 in person. And they have been a big, big part of our lives every day, Monday through Friday, producing their show live out of our Mid-South studios here. And so this is as shocking to us, as it's shocking to me, as it is to you, as it is to Pete, to all of us. This is shocking to all of us. And again, a life lesson, I guess, to if you're pricked or convicted to call somebody to check on them, do it. Don't pass that thought up, because again, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So that's our broadcast. Closing comments, Pete, before we sign off of this slot, which is the Diamond and Silk Hour.
You know, I feel compelled, and I'll say this, and you know, as a memorialization, by doing this broadcast, I'm so honored to be here. I'm so honored to have connected with Diamond and Silk. I'm so blessed that after my show, my post-production work, you know, we have Diamond and Silk playing in the background. And Silk, we love you. We do. We love you. We love your family. And I feel compelled to offer anything that you ever need. Don't hesitate to call upon us, and we will be there for you. I promise you that.
And thank you, Pete, for jumping in at a moment's notice to host this hour to honor Diamond and to let Silk know how much all of us here at Lindell TV and all across America and the world are thinking of her and her sister tonight. So thank you for hosting this hour with me.
Yep. Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
As we sign off tonight, again, please pray for Silk and the entire family, extended family. We'll let you know details as they're made available to us. As we sign off, Thomas, let's just go to the picture here, if you would. And we'll just leave that up there for about 30 seconds as we sign off tonight. The slot of Diamond and Silk. Silk texting, even as we're going off the air, saying thank you. Thank you from Silk. He thanks you for your prayers and your thoughts. So we'll sign off tonight with the beautiful picture of a beautiful lady. And all we can say is we're thankful we had the chance to work with her, call her a friend, and have her as a part of our Lindell TV family. Passing of Diamond tonight. We'll leave that up for about 30 seconds as we sign off tonight.